the greatest question of all time. Matthew 22:15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. Yes, they had a desire to entangle the Lord with his words. It is said by some that if you give a person enough rope, they will hang themselves. But not so with the Lord Jesus. Our Lord was perfect with his words. He never erred with them ever. He knew precisely what to say and when to say it. And oh, that we would use wisdom from above and be guided by the Holy Spirit, that we would keep our tongues quiet and only say what is necessary. Spurgeon said that the more times we get in trouble is the more times we talk. But here we find the Pharisees and the Herodians that had not come with sincere questions, but to entangle him in his words. It reminds me of Congress and other prosecutors who want to interview people, not for the crime they committed, but so they can catch them under oath in their own words and charge them with perjury. But that could never be done with Jesus. His words and applications were perfect. Luke says, and they watched him. Oh, there are ever those people that will watch the people of God. They will watch and wait and try to find and lay a trap for them and try to find a way to catch them in their words, a gotcha moment so they could try to destroy them, their ministry, and everything about them. And they watched him and sent forth spies which would feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, so that they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. But notice how Jesus dealt with them. Jesus was very cautious. He answered their questions with questions. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? They would ask him. Jesus perceived their wickedness. We must learn to be perceptive. All who ask questions are not honest and sincere, but they seek to catch them in their words. That's what they seek to do, is catch the man in his words. Jesus responded, "Whose is the image?" They marveled at his answer. Then they asked him about the resurrection. "Have you not read? He is the God of the living and not of the dead. You do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." Then they asked him, "Which is the greatest commandment in the law?" "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Then Jesus asked them the most important question, one that would make them ponder and think. He asked them, "What think ye of Christ?" And this is what all Bible questions and apologetics should come down to. What think ye of Christ? This is the question of the ages. This is the question the whole Bible is written about. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? The Lord said unto my Lord, "Sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." How then doth David in spirit call him Lord? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. They came to entangle him, but they got the question of their life. They got the question every man should be asked when they come with Bible questions. In all that they do when men try to trap us and find some fault with the scriptures or find some discrepancy with it, we need to come back to the question of all questions. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They will try to ask you about the stars, the moon, the planets, the solar systems. Nothing wrong with answering some questions. And say things like, "This book was written by men," as if their science books were not written by men. But it all comes down to this one question. In all of life, it comes down to this question. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? My personal answer is that he is the Son of the living God, God incarnate, God in the flesh, Savior of my soul, lover of man's souls. Jesus Christ asked them that question. What an important question to ask the lost. Does not this keep us in mind to be witnesses for the Lord in all things, that we ought to be witnesses for every man? When they come against the Bible, ask them the question, "What think ye of Christ?" This is what hinges their eternity. This is the door that will open them to eternal life or shut the gates of hell on them. Ask them, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?"